Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly an hour has vanished? You look up, you're exhausted, and all you feel is a mild sense of panic because, well, you haven't actually accomplished anything productive. Yeah, that was me just yesterday. But hey, we've all been there. In today's world, social media is like that cool kid in high school. Everyone wants to be around them, but sometimes they can be a little overwhelming. So today, let's talk about navigating social media in a healthy way, because trust me, your mental well-being will thank you for it. One of the biggest takeaways I want you guys to remember is this. Social media is a highlight reel, not real life. People tend to post their best moments, their filtered versions of themselves, and sometimes even things that aren't entirely true. So don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully curated front stage. Ever feel like you're constantly falling behind? Like everyone else is living this amazing life while you're stuck in a rut? That's social media doing its thing, trying to make you feel inadequate. It's crucial to remember that real happiness comes from within, not from external validation or the number of likes you get. Second, take control. Social media doesn't have to rule your life. You decide how much time you spend on it, what content you consume, and who you follow. Unfollow accounts that bring you down, those that make you feel envious or stressed. Fill your feed with positivity, inspiration, and things that genuinely interest you. It's like cleaning out your closet, getting rid of the old, outdated stuff, and making space for something new and exciting. Now, let's talk about mindful scrolling. I know it sounds cheesy, but trust me on this one. Pay attention to how you feel when you're scrolling. Do you feel anxious, bored, jealous? If so, take a break. Step away from the screen and do something else that brings you joy. Go for a walk, read a book, call a friend. Next up, remember your offline life. Don't let social media consume all your time and energy. Make time for real-life connections, hobbies, and activities that nourish your soul. Have face-to-face conversations, get involved in your community, spend time with loved ones. Remember, life happens outside the screen too. Finally, be kind to yourself. We're all learning and navigating this digital world together. Don't beat yourself up if you have a social media slip-up or find yourself scrolling for longer than intended. Just acknowledge it, take a step back, and recommit to using social media in a healthy way. So picture this. You're at a party, right? And everyone is glued to their phones, scrolling endlessly. It feels awkward, doesn't it? Nobody's really connecting, engaging in genuine conversation, or enjoying the moment. Now imagine you put your phone away and actively participate in the conversations, make new connections, and truly immerse yourself in the experience. See the difference? That's the power of mindful social media use. It allows you to be present and engaged in real life instead of getting lost in the digital world. Okay guys, let's recap. Today, we talked about how social media is a highlight reel, not reality, and how important it is to remember that your worth isn't defined by likes or followers. We also discussed taking control of your social media experience, being mindful of your scrolling habits, prioritizing real-life connections, and being kind to yourself. Remember, you have the power to use social media in a way that enhances your life, not detracts from it. So, go out there, be present, connect with people, and live your best life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and follow us on all our social media platforms, but maybe take a break after listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode to help you tap out of overstimulation and live your best life. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.